From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you? It's nice for me, Amanda, to be able to accompany you again for this next 60 minutes in our terrestrial program. And today we are going to accompany you with our program news, news across the country, as well as information. Make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Amanda. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo confers National Hero titles on University Gajah Mada's first rector and five figures. The government has not got the name of prospective deputy chief of TNI. Now the news in detail. Six figures were bestowed the honor of National Hero by President Joko Widodo prior to the commemoration of the Heroes Day on November 10th. The six figures are Ruhana Kudus from West Sumatra, Sultan Himayatuddin Oputakiyoko from Southeast Sulawesi, Professor Muhammad Sarjito from Yogyakarta, Abdul Kahar Muzakir from Yogyakarta, Alexander Andreas Maramis from North Sulawesi, and K. Haji Mashkur from East Java. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Secretary of the Military, Major General Suharyanto, while reading out the presidential decree on granting of the National Hero title on Friday, said that President Joko Widodo bestowed the National Hero title as the highest mark of appreciation and honor for the extraordinary merits. President Joko Widodo presented the honorary title to the heirs of the National Heroes, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, Cabinet Ministers, Chief of Indonesian Military, Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, and Indonesian Police Chief General Idam Aziz were also present at the commemorative event. State-owned oil and gas holding company PT Pertamina has applied the one fuel price policy at 51 filling stations in Maluku, North Maluku, Papua, and West Papua provinces this year. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Pertamina's General Manager for the Maluku and Papua Marketing Operation, Gemma Iriandus Pahlawan, told journalists in Ambon on Friday that Pertamina has achieved government set target this year for the regions of Maluku and Papua. He also explained that the one fuel policy is being implemented in those targeted provinces as part of the government's strategies to lower fuel prices that remain high in several areas. Currently, fuel prices stand at between 10,000 rupiahs and 30,000 rupiahs per liter. Pahlawan added that therefore PT Pertamina attempts to stabilize the prices by operating four distribution agents. The distribution agents are divided into four types: ATMS or compact filling stations, mini filling stations, regular filling stations, and modular filling stations based on the condition of the areas. Indonesia's low-cost carrier, or LCC, CityLink, has opened two international routes from Denpasar to Perth, Australia, and Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, President Director of CityLink, Juliandra, stated on Friday that the new international routes are expected to attract millennial travelers. He also noted that in addition to Australia, there is a potential market for flights from Denpasar to Kuala Lumpur, especially Malaysian tourists who are keen to vacation in Bali. According to data of the Central Statistics Agency, Malaysia and Australia are two major contributors to foreign tourist arrivals to Indonesia. Malaysia topped the list with 2.34 million foreign tourists arriving during the period from January to September 2019. Bank Indonesia has encouraged Indonesia to take on a larger role as a halal industry producer by catering demands in domestic markets and transcending the global markets. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia Dodi Waluyo has explained more recently that through Indonesia is currently the major consumer of the world's halal food, fashion, and tourism products. Indonesia is quite optimistic. The optimism rose after Indonesia was ranked first in the Global Islamic Finance Report, or GIFR 2019, for development of the Sharia finance ecosystem. The annual GIFR 2019 has placed Indonesia first after the country scored 81.93 on the 2019 Islamic Finance Country Index, or IFCI. Director General of Chemical, Pharmaceutical and Textile Industry of the Industry Ministry, Muhammad Kayam, stated that Indonesia's lubricant industry is expected to achieve its targeted 4% growth in 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Kayam believes that the growth can reach 4% with industrial expansion and vast market potential. A total of 44 national lubricant producers operate in the country with total installed capacity of 2 million kiloliters per year. The annual production of lubricants reaches 8,100 kiloliters, comprising 71,980 kiloliters of automotive lubricant and 1,270 kiloliters of industrial lubricant. Hundreds of international athletes will participate in the World's Bowling Championship held by the Indonesian Bowling Association at Jakabaring Stadium in Palembang, South Sumatra on November 16, 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Percha Lianpuri in a statement received in Palembang on Friday expressed that the international bowling event had facilitated. Governor of South Sumatra Herman Deru stated that Palembang's preparations to host the event are currently completed. He believed that the committee is reliable to organize the upcoming international championship, and the province is 100% ready to be good hosts for Indonesia's good image to the world. As for today, 76 countries with 182 athletes comprising 74 male athletes, 62 female athletes and 112 officials have confirmed their participation in the event. And listener, that was the news.
The first news comes from Surabaya, East Java. Bank Indonesia held the Java Regional 2019 Sharia Economic Festival in Surabaya, East Java, in order to encourage the regional Islamic economy by involving the participation of regional stakeholders. Bank Indonesia Deputy Governor Dodi Budi Waluyo in Surabaya last Wednesday said the event was held from November the 6th to 9th and was opened to the general public. The exhibition includes two main activities, namely the Sharia Economic Forum and the Sharia Fair. There were around 144 booths displaying and selling Sharia products, and there was also a stage for seminars. The next news comes from Temanggung Central Java. Temanggung Regency held the 185th anniversary of Temanggung Regency Central Java last Wednesday. The celebration was held by holding a Gerbek Parakan ceremony. and Temanggung Region M. Al Kadzik said that the Gerebek Parakan was carried out as an effort to reconstruct the history of the establishment of Temanggung. It was held in the railway station area in Parakan City in the Regency. According to him, this is also an affirmation of Paraan as a heritage city that must be respected together. In Paraan, according to him, there are many ethnics like the Chinese, for instance, who presented many dances like Liong or Dragon Dance and also the Lion Dance or Barongsai. All the potentials of the art and culture of the people appear in the 4-day Gerebek Paraan event. In addition to performing a number of arts, there were also Tosan Aji Heirlooms exhibition, city tours in historical places in Paraan, cultural gatherings, and Songsong Joyonegoro Carnival. The latest news comes from South Solok, West Sumatra. The government of South Solok Regency, West Sumatra, in collaboration with the local coffee business, provided 1,000 gale or 1,000 free cups of coffee for visitors at the Tour de Singkarak bicycle race, finishing location in stage 6. Aziza Mutia, head of the Cooperation and Small and Medium Enterprises Division of the Industry Trade Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Office in Padang Aro on Thursday said that 1,000 cups of coffee were presented to introduce South Solok coffee in local communities so that they would no longer consume coffee from outside the region. The free coffee served consisted of Robusta and Arabica types by involving 11 coffee businesses in South Solok. This activity involved 11 micro, small, and medium enterprises out of 18 in South Solok. That was news from Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event of November 9th, 1953, when Cambodia got independence from France. Cambodia is a constitutional monarchy country in Southeast Asia. The country is the successor of Khmer Empire, which ever ruled the entire Indochina Peninsula between the 11th and 14th centuries. Before its independence, the Republic of Indonesia helped Cambodia a lot. In 1863, King Norodom, who was appointed by the Thai, looked for protection to France. In 1867, King Norodom signed an agreement with the French which gave him control of the provinces of Battambang and Siem Reap, which were part of Thailand. We turn to the event of November 9, 1989, about the Berlin Wall was opened by the East German government. The Berlin Wall is a divider wall built by the German Democratic Republic, or East Germany, which separated West Berlin and East Berlin and other areas of East Germany. The wall was firstly built on August 13, 1961. In 1989, there were radical political changes in the Eastern Bloc region which were related to the liberalization of the authority system in the Eastern Bloc and also lack of influence of the Soviet Union in countries such as Poland and Hungary. After a civil unrest for a few weeks, the East German government announced that on November 9, 1989, East Germany could go to West Germany and West Berlin. We end today in history with the event of November 9, 1989, about Sarwo Edi Wibowo, commander of the Regiment of the Army Command or RPK Adi, now called Army Special Forces Command or Kopassus, passed away. Lieutenant General of TNI, Sarwo Edi Wibowo is an international military figure. He was father of Kristiani Herawati, the first lady of the Republic of Indonesia, and wife of the sixth president of Republic of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Sarwo Ediwibowo had a big role in the eradication of the 30 September movement rebellion in his position as commander of Kopassus. Besides that, he had also ever served as chair of the Educational Development Guidance Board for the implementation of Pancasila, Living and Practicing Guidelines, or BP7, Indonesian ambassador to South Korea, and became governor of the Indonesian Armed Forces Academy, or AKABRI. Sarwo Ediwibowo passed away in Jakarta on November 9, 1989, at the age of 64. Listener, that was Today in History.
Ku tatap mata indahmu di bawah bintang-bintang. Terbelah hatiku antara cinta dan rahasia. Ku cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya. Jangan kau pilih dia, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Bukan ku ingin merebutmu dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan.
Cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya. Jangan kau pilih dia, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Bukan ku ingin merebutmu dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan. Wow, wow.
Tak bisa kau salahkan.
a song titled Cinta dan Rahasia or Love and Secrets sung by Glenn Freddy feat. Yura Yunita. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, and for the next segment, we present you My Indonesia. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled U.S. Committed to Increase Trade with Indonesia. President Joko Widodo received a visit from the U.S. Minister of Trade Wilbur Ross at the Merdeka Palace Jakarta on Wednesday, November the 6th. The meeting was held to improve bilateral relations between Indonesia and the United States, particularly in the fields of trade and investment. The Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi told the media after the meeting that President Joko Widodo hoped that the value of Indonesia's trade to the U.S. could reach $60 billion in 2024. At present, the value of Indonesia's trade to the U.S. is $30 billion. In addition, President Joko Widodo wants the U.S. to become Indonesia's partner in developing infrastructure and human resources. On the occasion, the President and Wilbur Ross also discussed facilities related to the Generalized System of Preferences, GSP, or tariff for Indonesia's export to the United States. Minister Retno explained the discussion related to the GSP facility went smoothly. Indonesia also has agreed to send a team to the U.S. to negotiate the issue in order to produce a mutually beneficial agreement. On the same day, U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross also met with Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto. After the meeting, Minister Hartarto said that the discussion about GSP facilities for Indonesia currently reached 80%. One of the things that has not been completed is related to easing Visa and MasterCard obligations in collaboration with local principals regarding the completion of credit card transaction within the National Payment Gate, GPN. Related to this, the government will immediately discuss it with Bank Indonesia or the Central Bank and the Financial Services Authority so that it can be finished before Christmas, according to Erlangga Hartarto. The GSP program was rolled out to help U.S. producers to get the products needed for their production. At the same time, the program also aims to encourage export of developing countries to the United States market. However, since April 2018, the U.S. government has reviewed the eligibility of GSP recipient countries. In the Federal Register Volume 83 dated April 27, 2018, the U.S. initiated the GSP Country Practice Review on Indonesia, India, and Kazakhstan. The government of Indonesia consistently continues to make various efforts and approaches to the U.S. government so that the program continues to apply to Indonesia. That's all for My Indonesia today.
Dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat jejak setapak mengarah dan ku sedang mengikuti sampaikan salam dari hati lalui tanah air udara kawan camat ikut bicara sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara kawan cama
ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati Anissa. Mudah untuk menemuinya di sana, di bawah aura. Ku lalui tanah air dan udara. Aku kan datang, aku kan datang.
Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalu. Sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati Anu Samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Oh, dari hati lalui tanah air udara.
That was a song titled Aurora, sung by Malik and the Essentials. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we bring you information about Indonesian tourism in our program, Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you the gorgeous Machi Sili Beaches in Sumbawa, West Nusa Tenggara. West Nusa Tenggara has plenty of wonderful tourism destinations, especially its white sand beaches. Among the most popular beaches in West Nusa Tenggara are Machi and Sili beaches, located in the border area of Sumbawa, Dompu, Tarano Regency. Machi Sili beaches actually comprise of two beaches, namely Machi Beach and Sili Beach. Due to the proximity of the beaches, they are often thought to be one beach. You can take land transportations to reach the beaches, which takes around 6 hours from Sumbawa Besar. The beaches are appropriate for surfing. It is the high waves of the two beaches which make the beaches appropriate for surfing. However, it should be noted that the waves which are appropriate for surfing usually last only for 7 months, namely from May to November, and the peak of the waves falls on August. Therefore, the government of Dompu holds an annual international surfing championship at the beaches. Machi and Sili beaches are quite far from the center of West Nusa Tenggara. Moreover, Sumbawa is located in the east of Lombok. Generally, most of the visitors of the beaches are surfing enthusiasts because the beaches are renowned for their outstanding surfing spots. Despite their distant locations, the two beaches have been immensely developed in a bid to support the convenience of their visitors, which can be seen through the establishment of hotels, resorts, and other facilities. So listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today about Machi and Sili beaches in Sumbawa, West Nusa Tenggara. I'm Puri Safudarela. Thank you for listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
A song titled Karma or Karma, sung by Chocolate. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we give you information in our program, Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener Voice of Indonesia. Today's Miscellany will inform you about Indonesian students won achievements in overseas competitions. Thank you. The students who competed in the 2019 Japan Open Memory Championship, which tested the abilities of the human brain, won some achievements. The Indonesian team won the championship at the event held on 6 and 7 of July 2019 in Tokyo, Japan. In this championship, Indonesian students managed to bring home 11 gold, 15 silver, and 19 bronze, thus placing the red and white team won the title as country champion with a total of 12,630 points. In this international championship, the Indonesian team represented by 9 students from elementary, junior high, and high school levels against other participants from China, South Korea, Qatar, and the Japanese as host. The competition, which was held at Urayasu Cultural Hall, Tokyo, competed 10 types of competitions that tested the brain's ability to remember, including names and faces, takes 5 minutes, binary numbers takes 5 minutes, and random images 5 minutes. It also contested the random numbers category, takes 5 minutes and 15 minutes, remembering the order of random numbers, fictional dates, 5 minutes, remembering years and events, random words, takes 5 minutes, spoken numbers which remember rows of numbers that are played at intervals of 1 second per number, and random cards, which remember the order of playing cards that have been shuffled with a time limit of 5 minutes and 10 minutes. The Indonesian team, which is under the guidance of IMSC or Indonesia Memory Sports Council, led by Grandmaster of Memory Yudi Lesmana, this time revealed 9 of his best memory athletes in 2 age categories, namely kids or less than equal to 12 years and junior teenagers or 13 until 17 years. A phenomenal individual achievement was achieved by Shafa Anissa, a student at Kesatuan Bangsa High School, Yogyakarta. She won the second highest individual score in this championship. Now she has assumed the title of Grandmaster of Memory. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. We will meet again with other interesting topics. I'm Purisa Fidela. See you next time.
Kaulah yang pertama menjadi cinta, tinggallah kenangan. Berakhir lewat bunga seluruh cinta. Ooh.
betapa cinta ini sungguh berarti. Tetaplah terjaga selama tinggal kasih telah pergi selama.
That was a song titled Bunga Terakhir or The Last Flowers, sung by Ahmad Dhani. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you keroncong song in our program Music Corner. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, we will present a keroncong song titled Nangka Kuning, composed by Koko Tole. At the beginning of the song, the composer describes about yellow jackfruit whose peel seems beautiful, whose taste is delicious, and whose smell is good. Likewise, human behavior should be. Its physics seems beautiful, whose aura is from beautiful and good heart and behavior. The song is sung melodiously by Indonesian young singer, which is accompanied by original music. Listener, here is Dian Mita with the song entitled Nangka Kuning.
Thank you.
Of Indonesia.
Aku dan dirimu sudah jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. Asmaraku, dunia asmaramu, tumbuh makin sempurna.
Like a miracle, and it it is more than just physical attraction. If you know we're individuals, we have this spiritual connection. A passion that is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you, and I know you too, and I love you till the world is falling apart.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kamu yang belum juga kembali, ada satu keyakinan yang membuatku bertahan. Penantian ini kan terbayar pasti. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Jika bukan kepadamu, aku tidak tahu lagi pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Lihat aku sayang yang
aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Di sini. Lihat aku sayang, sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam, aku takkan pergi.
Listener, that was our program in our terrestrial program. Thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget, you can also give us your comments, feedback, and criticism through our email address, voi@voinews.id. Also, don't forget to check out our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter @voiindonesia. Have a great day and see you!